The Power and Peril of Selective Attention. Magicians are masters of misdirecting our attention while, for example, slipping their hand into a pocket. As the magician teller has said, every time you perform a magic trick, you're engaging in experimental psychology. Magicians exploit a powerful principle. Like a flashlight beam, our mind's selective attention focuses at any moment on just a small slice of our experience. No surprise there, you might say, but consider how the amazing power of attention can blind us to things right in front of our eyes, and ears, and nose. In famous experiments on inattentional blindness, people who were focused on a task, such as counting the number of times black-shirted people passed the ball, often failed to notice a woman with an umbrella sauntering through the scene. In follow-up experiments, they even missed someone in a gorilla suit or a clown on a unicycle. This looking without seeing phenomenon illustrates a deep truth. Our attention is powerfully selective. Conscious awareness resides in one place at a time. When we attend to one thing, we ignore all else. What's less well known is that selective inattention restrains other senses too. Inattentional deafness has appeared in experiments using dichotic listening tasks. The researchers piped novel tunes into a person's one ear while the person repeated words fed into their other ear. The surprising result? Afterward, the participants were unable to identify what tune they had just heard. Their attention had been focused elsewhere. Thanks to the mere exposure effect, they did, however, later like the unperceived tune better than other similar novel tunes. Other research documents inattentional numbness. Pickpockets have long understood that bumping into people makes them unlikely to notice a hand slipping into their pocket. In experiments, distracted people have failed to notice an otherwise easily noticed vibration to their hand. One Swedish psychologist experienced this phenomenon after being surprised by a woman exposing herself on a Stockholm street. Only later did he realize that he'd been outwitted by pickpocketing thieves. This tactile inattention sometimes works to our benefit, however. Perhaps you've realized that the pain of a sprain or uncomfortable procedure is less keenly felt when having your attention diverted. Another experiment demonstrated inattentional anosmia, a temporary inability to smell. When study participants focused on a cognitively demanding task, they were unlikely to notice a coffee scent in the room. The moral of this story is that our attention is a wonderful gift given to only one thing at a time. Moreover, this idea speaks to the even greater wonder of our everyday sensory perceptual system. Consider our auditory system that right now is enabling us, like creatures out of a science fiction tale, to transmit meaning between our minds. As I speak, I'm converting my thoughts into pulsating air molecules, vibrations that are now being reproduced by your headphones. This will cause your middle ear bones to vibrate, triggering waves down each fluid-filled cochlea that bends its hair cell receptors, which trigger neural receptors to shoot up the auditory nerve to the interpretive brain. Who could have imagined mind-to-mind communication via jostling air molecules? As the psalmist rightly marveled, we are all wonderfully made.